The Optimist.
When I was little, one of my favorite toys was a small plank of wood. I'm not kidding. It was an unfinished board, 18 or 24 inches long, say 5 inches wide, maybe half an inch thick. I scribbled many things on it with magic marker and ballpoint pen. Unlike a store-bought toy one enjoys and then outgrows, this board followed me through several of my play phases, infinitely adaptable to my needs. I could build small fighter jets out of my generic non-Lego building blocks, and the board would become the mothership I sought to return to, or a landing strip in the jungle, or the aircraft carrier separated from the rest of the fleet. The scale was epic. When propped up against the side of a sleeping basset hound, the board became a massive launching pad for matchbox cars. When I got a little older, I could sit G.I. Joe or Star Wars figures on it, and the board became a troop carrier or the last shuttle off a dying planet. When the men reached the battlefield, the board became a fortress wall to be scaled, an obstacle to be overcome. When I played outside, the board was an excellent bridge across medium-sized holes in the ground. I could also pretend it was a skateboard. I could also sit on it. It was a hell of a board. Now, I don't want to get all self-righteous and preachy here. I don't want to claim that nowadays television or the internet or video games are rotting children's brains, or that modern electronic toys mute kids' imaginations. I don't want to give you a when I was a kid lecture that makes it sound like things were better or different then, because they weren't. I don't want to make blanket generational accusations like an idiot baby boomer would. But I do want to say this. Your kid is a glass-eyed dullard and he's going to grow up to be a bland nobody office worker who laughs at funny home video shows. And I've seen litter boxes with more creative spark, and he's just sitting there in front of the TV like a plate of mashed potatoes left out on the kitchen counter overnight, and he's boring me to tears, and it's all your fault. Give that kid a board.